Welcome, everyone, and thank you for driving out to York Alpine Hall for our March meeting. So I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:38 p.m. We begin today by acknowledging the Ballardong Noongar people, traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Present is everyone except Councillor Leslie, who has put an apology in today's meeting. And, and our Manager of Works and Services, Bevan Klein, put an apology in as well. Thank you very much. We had no leave of absence previously granted. Apologies. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time is nil. Applications for leave of absence. Does anyone have any leave of absence for April meeting? No? Okay. Be nil. Does anyone have any declaration of members' interest in any agenda items?
Can I just ask about the DM? Talk about the DM and on my property. Probably would be.
It would be, but we're not considering the down specifically, so at this point, there'd be no need to raise any issues.
Okay, that'll be nil. So, declaration of related party disclosure and agenda items is nil. The confirmation of our minutes of our previous meeting. So, our officer's recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of February 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. A mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Okay. Did anyone have any questions at all regarding these minutes? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Okay. 9.2, Audit and Risk Committee meeting minutes, the 18th of March 2025. Officer's recommendation that the minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee meeting held on the 18th of March 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can I please have a mover for those minutes? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. Anyone have any questions regarding those minutes? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Okay, announcements by proceeding person without discussion is nil. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions, nil. 12.1, list of payments for February 2025. Officer's recommendation that council pursuant to regulation 13(1) of the local government financial management regulations 1996 receives a report from the Chief Executive Officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from the municipal funds for the period 1st of February 2025 to 28th of February 2025, totalling $245,804.80, as contained in attachments 12.1. We've seen the municipal payments totalling that amount. We have a mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Courtney Thompson, a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Okay, are there any questions regarding this municipal fund payments?
Are you on the parliament list?
Yes.
I just want to know how we're going with the budget for the... We've got plumbing and gas for $24,000 at the Oval and about $11,000 for the tiling. So who's talking about that? We've just gone a bit over.
Through the chair, so for the pavilion, that works are complete, and there's a budget set aside of about 15. We're looking at about 20 to 23. Similarly for the Yorkine project as well, we're looking at a similar project where 15,000 was allocated, and we look to be coming in again about that 23,000.
So those, they're combined, Oval and Yorkine?
Yes. Yep.
Sense. Are there any other questions regarding any of these payments?
No.
No? Does anyone oppose? No, that's carried. 12.2, financial management report for the month of February 2025. Officer's recommendation that Council, pursuant to the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, adopt the monthly financial report as contained in Attachment 12.3 for the period ending 28th of February 2025, comprising Statement of Financial Activity, Note 1 to Note 12. May I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Rogers. The seconder is Councillor Caffell. Okay, with any questions regarding these financials? I did have some minor already been cleared up by Rachel.
Rachel?
Okay, does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. 12.3, mid-year budget review 2024-25 financial year. Officer's recommendation that Council adopt the 2024-25 annual budget review as presented in attachment item 12.3 FY year 2024-25 budget review, and notes that the estimated closing funds are based on current revenue and expenditure trends. Authorise the budget amendments as per the attachment to item 12.3 and as detailed in the agenda item report, determine any changes it wishes to be made. Mover. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Okay, are there any questions regarding this recommendation?
Our fair grants today that we got.
What have we said at the this was about 200 grand more.
That's from last financial 1.1 to 1.366.
Yeah,
you're right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, any other questions? No? Okay. Anyone oppose? No? That's carried. 13, matters for consideration administration, 13.1, compliance audit return 2024. Officer's recommendation that the Council, pursuant to Regulation 14 of the Local Government Audit Regulations 1996, accepts the Audit and Risk Committee's following recommendation: adopt the attached compliance audit return 2024, authorise the Shire President Chief Executive Officer to certify the return, and instruct the Chief Executive Officer to lodge the CAR 2024 with the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Any questions regarding this recommendation? No? Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. 14, matters for consideration, building and health. There were nil. 15, matters for consideration, town planning. There's nil. 16, elected members' motions of which notice has been given, is nil. 17, matters for which the meeting may be closed, is 5.23, nil. And I'd like to, there be no further business, I'd like to declare the meeting closed at 5:46 p.m.